This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You get the idea, right? Panic, pandemonium. But let's take a step back here and break it down, okay? Let's start at the very beginning of the day's happenings, China, Shanghai specifically, and the 8.5% drop on the Shanghai Composite Index, a drop that came without the expected intervention by the Chinese government, because that is what they've been doing all summer, intervening. So we did what we do when stuff happens over there. We get our Shanghai correspondent, Rob Schmitz, on the line. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
All right, well, this has been quite a summer over there, and I guess the thing that stands out to me today is that Beijing decided to leave it alone today when all this started happening.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part today, they did leave it alone, and look what happened. Biggest one-day drop in 8 years on the Shanghai Composite, prompting markets everywhere else to spiral out of control.
There had been some talk that they were going to do something over the weekend, and everybody was kind of waiting for it. It didn't happen. What can we read into that? Have they given up? Is it a new strategy? What's the deal?
Well, I think it's becoming increasingly clear that this whole we're going to open our markets thing wasn't that well thought out from the beginning. China's economic gurus should have foreseen the margin lending, the short selling, the market shenanigans that happen everywhere else, and they should have been prepared for it. But, you know, when things started going badly at the beginning of the summer, the state immediately intervened and they kept doing it. And each time they stepped in, investors became less confident that China's leaders knew what they were doing. And we all know what happens to an economy when everyone begins to lose confidence in it at the same time. You know, I spoke to Ann Stevenson Yang about this today. She's an analyst at J Capital, and here's how she framed it.
The problem is that by intervening, they've made the whole market about what the government does rather than about any of the fundamentals. And so now if they would have to use massive amounts of money to bring it back, and yet if they don't do anything, the market continues to fall. I have no idea what they should do.
All right, well, that's not reassuring that a woman who covers China has no idea what to do. Do you think the government has an idea what to do?
The Chinese government has tried to flood its banking system with cash by freeing up more funds for lending. It's done this several times, and it's rumored that the central bank might do that again. Will it work? Did it work the other handful of times it attempted this? You know, we wouldn't be talking about this if it did. I think the essence of the problem here is that China's government says it wants to reform its financial system. It says it wants a more open market, but it really doesn't want to commit to doing the very painful things that it needs to do in order to make this happen. It doesn't want to take away power from the state-owned enterprise sector because it'll mean that the party loses power. It feels it needs to step in anytime anything bad happens. So these economic reforms are really only going part of the way. If China wants a healthier financial system, it has to fully commit to it and has to relinquish some control. And so far, at least, it doesn't appear that Beijing wants to do that.
Hey, how did you get home from work tonight? Did you take your scooter? Did you ride your bike? What'd you do?
I took a cab.
Did you? All right. So what did the cabbie have to say about all this?
He just shook his head. You know, he said the one thing that, you know, I think is the catch-all phrase when something really bad happens and you have no control over it, which is mei banfa, which means basically there's no other way. I can't control this. And that's the problem. They can't control it. The government's controlling the whole thing. And, you know, that's been sort of the story up until now. That's been the script.
Yeah.
You know, the government needs to let it go. And people need a banfa. They need a way.
Yep. Mei banfa. Nothing you can do. Rob Schmitz in Shanghai for us. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Kai.